Thank you, Joseph. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock Pacific time. A local project is aiming to bring the classic kids' lemonade stand into the digital era. It is called Lemonade Lab. It's a platform that helps kids experiment with running their own online businesses. Dean Horsfield is the founder of Lemonade Lab, is in our studio this morning. Dean, good morning.
Good morning.
How does this work? Tell us all about Lemonade Lab.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so thank you so much for having me and allowing us to share our platform on your platform. So Lemonade Lab is a platform that allows any kid to start a real business, earn real dollars, and with a sprinkle of AI magic, help learn entrepreneurial skills with hands-on experience.
Okay. Can you give me, maybe have some examples so I can sort of picture this in my
head? Yeah. So it's really cool because what we went in thinking is, okay, kids have this agency. They want to do something, right? Not just play games. They want to have real consequences to things. So we developed this platform and we started putting it out there. And we thought, okay, maybe babysitting and lawn mowing, things we did as kids, lemonade stand, as
right.
You see. But what we're seeing is actually one kid started a cat sitting business. So the cat who's lonely during the day when you're off at work, they would go take care of your cat, pet your cat.
Yeah.
Another kid started a sticker building business. We saw another one doing snow shoveling. That's another great one for the winter. So really, we've opened it up to the kids' creativity, and they're coming up with all kinds, even jewelry. So it's really neat to see what the kids are building right now.
So walk me through, let's say I have a sticker business idea, and I'm 11 years old, and how does what do I do when I come onto Lemonade Lab? What happens?
Yeah, great question. So for the kids, we make it really easy. You pop onto Lemonade Lab and you fill in just a quick form that says, this is the kind of business I'd like to start.
Okay.
Now, maybe you don't know the business. We've got a little helper that will actually help you figure out what your passions are and find a business idea. You select your business name, tagline, and even design your own logo in the process. And then Lemonade Lab takes it away and like magic creates a whole website for you. So the website is built. Everything's ready to go. You can actually publish it live within minutes.
Really?
And make any updates that you want. So we've got a lot of fun things that kids can change, the fonts, the colors, and of course upload products and services depending on the type of business that they're developing.
Wow. Where did this idea come from? How did you think of this?
Yeah, so it was kind of a convergence of three things that happened in my life. So I had kids. And I was sitting there with my two-year-old on the floor, and we were working on shapes, right, like you do with your kids. And she came across a shape she didn't understand. And without missing a beat, she goes, hey, Google, what shape is this? And she's two. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wow, the kids are growing up in a vastly different world. Like, she's already working side by side with AI without even realizing she's doing it. Then later, I was driving through the neighborhood. I went by three different lemonade stands, and I said to my wife, can we support them? Do you have any money? She said, no, I don't have any cash. And of course, they don't take credit card. So we need to modernize that. And then the third is AI, right? It's no secret. AI is here, and it's having a big impact on the way in which traditional work operates. And I truly believe that the future is going to belong to the creators and the entrepreneurs. So putting those three things together, I started to think, how do we give kids agency early on with real consequences so they can kind of feel that pushback, but in a safe and structured way? And Lemonade Lab came out of that with that desire to create that space for kids to create.
Let's talk about the safe and structured way because, you know, if I'm a parent, I'm thinking, all right, that sounds great on paper, but there are all kinds of weirdos out there. I don't like, how do we know kids aren't being targeted? How they're scammed? Like, what's their exposure to AI? How do you make sure that this is a safe environment for kids to be engaging with?
Yes. So that was the first thing we actually developed. It's called LL Safe, so Lemonade Lab Safe. What Lemonade Lab Safe does is it views, first of all, what businesses are being created. So if there's anything nefarious in there, even down to just selling cigarettes, it won't let that business be developed. And it goes through to our human moderators, right, to check if it's okay. Second thing is, if you've got a kid doing a business right now and they're walking around the neighborhood and they're talking to people, they might have to then say text or call the kid to book a service. Ours says go straight through the website because every communication is monitored by LL Safe as well.
Hmm.
And where this is a little bit different than traditional safety filters, traditional safety filters looked for words that were bad. This looks for context. So one of the big things you want to watch for is grooming. Grooming doesn't really have trigger words. It has a pattern. And so as patterns start to develop, it will actually flag those, let us know, and the kid will never see the message. Parents also have a parental dashboard that says, hey, these messages were here, these ones were blocked, these services were booked. So parents also get an insight into everything that's happening as long as the kid works within the platform for that service.
The goal here, I understand, is not simply to like foster entrepreneurial spirit in kids, but there's like there's a social component to this too, right? Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so there's multi layers, right? So one is we want to teach kids agency. So that's just to be able to create on their own and feel that consequence. We're kind of in a world right now where consequence for kids is not that high. It kind of needs to come back, in my opinion. The second thing is financial literacy. We know every parent wants a kid to have financial literacy and be able to understand how to deal with money in this ever-evolving world. And third, yeah, there's a big social component. We want the kids to start interacting with one another, not even locally, but also internationally. So we have a dream that as we build out this platform, we'll be able to challenge kids to create a business with somebody from another country and be able to start to break down those barriers to say, look, we're actually all the same, and teach kids really early on that we all have very similar goals and desires, and you need to start opening yourself up to that.
How do you handle the money?
Very good question. So it's a little bit like if anybody's ever used Shopify, the money comes in, so whoever buys the product or the service, it goes into the Kids Lemonade Lab wallet, and it sits in the Kids Lemonade Lab wallet until they decide that they want to take it out. And for the kids, we want to have a very low consequence start. So for the first $100, there's not even any transaction fees. Kids get 100% of the money that comes in every month. And then, yeah, when they do the withdrawal, if they're 17 or under, it goes through the parents because we can't directly send money to a kid's bank account. So the parents do have to be involved in that step. But the parents can, of course, route it directly to the kids.
How do you make money?
So a very good question. Right now in the early days, we're very much in experimentation. So we're trying to figure out what's going to help the kids be most motivated, right? So we do have a gamification layer in there as well, whereby kids don't even need to sell. They can take quests that teach them things about entrepreneurship or money management or community, et cetera, like mm-hmm. we talked about. In the future, we're going to start looking at how can we add in more premium features. So a little bit like a freemium model where we can add maybe new templates or seasonal things that kids can get involved in that they can pay, you know, smaller amounts for.
How long has this been up and running for?
So we just launched into beta, right? So right now we're very much in experimentation stage. We've got a few families here in Kelowna, some in Calgary, who are testing out our product, and we're watching them and we're following through the sequences that they're taking. We're also talking to a babysitting certification company, and they're very interested in having their babysitters, who are of course looking to make money, have a platform to now spread.
This is a good part of the world to do this, and lots of entrepreneurial types around here. If people are interested, how can they get more information?
Yeah, so visit lemonadelab.ai. That is the website. If you want to reach out to me, of course, my name is Dean Horsfield. I'm on LinkedIn. The only one with Lemonade Lab in their bio. And you can reach out, and we're of course we're looking for lots of great families who want to join and try it out and tell us what they think, as well as community partners who see this as being a benefit, and the education as well.
Is there an age range you're interested in?
Yeah, so right now we're focused primarily on 9 to 13. That's kind of the sweet spot. We do have a few kids testing a little bit older, and of course a few that are younger. When it comes to this summer, we're going to challenge families to bring their lemonade stands to us, and we're going to help enable them to take credit cards. So that's another thing as well. If you've got a kid out there who wants a lemonade stand this summer, talk to us and we'll make sure they can take credit card for the first time.
Really interesting idea, Dean. It's been great to hear about it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Dean Horsfield is the founder of Lemonade Lab. You can find more information at lemonadelab.ai.